Let go of the things you're using to hold you back from your possibilities. Only you can hold you back, and only you can move you forward. Today on Growing Hope, we talk about letting go, getting past those holdbacks, and learning the map you need to lead you to your unique destination.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we're investing a few moments to grow up lives in purpose and on purpose, because only you can live the life that you are designed to fulfill. I am Catherine Lang, resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter, daring you to dream big, live in purpose, and take action one little bit at a time. You are made for extraordinary. And the moment that idea begins to settle into your heart, you're going to begin uncovering opportunities to live out your extraordinary in all areas of your life. There's just one thing that will keep you from your possibilities. That one thing is you. Now, others can distract you. Others can discourage you. Others can even dissuade you. But only you can stop you from doing what you were uniquely designed to do. It's the things we hold on to that we allow to hold us back. My son was helping with a project that required the tractor. Now, if you want to get a young man involved in chores, then tell him he gets to drive the tractor. I'm pretty certain I could get my son to do just about anything around the yard as long as drive the tractor was a part of the equation. So on this particular chore, his foot slipped. And that's never a good thing when you're on the tractor. But he ended up hitting the banister of the deck with the bucket of the tractor. The next day when I looked outside, I thanked him for his help because it really did make a difference. And his response to me was, "You mean where I failed?" He was holding on to that one mistake. So I quickly pointed out to him that every one of us, his dad, his father-in-law, my father-in-law, his grandpa, me, his brothers, we'd all made mistakes. We'd all made similar mistakes on the tractor at one point or the other. When we talked about the fact that all of us make mistakes, we then moved over into what did he learn from the experience? Because that's key. When we take time to learn from what we have done, then we no longer allow that to hold us down. We don't hold on to it. We take away the power that it has to limit us into what we're trying to do. Holding on to the bad things, or even holding on to the good things, those are going to hold you back from your full possibilities. Let go of what's holding you back. When you let go of all the things trying to hold you back, then you are a little bit closer to reaching your big dreams. It's also vital that you understand the why, the what, and the how of your big dreams so that you're positioned to make the most of this letting go situation. Each of the understanding that you gain into your uniqueness creates a map that leads you to your desired success. If you don't know where you're going, then you don't know how to get there. And if you don't know how to get there, then you can't be sure which choice to take. You don't know the road less traveled. You don't know the road you need to travel if you don't know what to choose. And if you don't know what to choose, then you risk getting caught in the act of much doing without much getting done. You need a map. The map leading to the full development of your heart seed design encompasses all the elements that are unique to you. It's why you can't follow someone else's map to get to your finish line. Your map is unique. It's unique to you, and it's unique to your heart seed, and it's unique to this moment. Point one is the compass of unique design. Your heart seed elements will determine your map course. When you're invested in doing what you are designed to do, the uniqueness of you and the uniquenesses of you, then the going becomes easier. You settle into that place where the burden is light. The burden is easy and the yoke is light. See, I'm the cook in the house. Now, my husband can cook, but he defaults to me if possible and when possible. It's not that he doesn't like to cook, but he recognizes that I have a particular gift in this place. It is more of my unique design than it is his. A meal that takes me 20 minutes to prepare and serve is going to take him over an hour. Now, part of the reason is that I have made more meals than him, but part of the reason is this: I have the ability to look in the pantry and just know. I know what I can make from what's there. I don't have to look for recipes. I don't have to think it through. I just cook. When it comes to your heart seed, the compass will point in areas that others can't or won't, or maybe they just shouldn't go. Not because you're better than them, but because you are uniquely designed and gifted and talented for that area of the journey. Point two, know your seat. You are on this journey as a servant, not as a director of the journey. So are you in the driver's seat, the co-pilot position, the navigator console? Are you just as a passenger in the passenger section? I saw a bumper sticker that read, it went something like this, you know, God is my co-pilot. The trouble with that is that if you're the co-pilot, it assumes that you know as much as God, because co-pilots both have the ability to take control of the flight. If you want to reach your full potential, then you need to follow the direction of the pilot and the navigator for that matter. And you just need to do what you know to do instead of trying to dictate the path. Know your seat. Point three is to define your holdouts. Only you can hold you back from the place you're supposed to be going. It's up to you to choose your place and purpose, or to choose to walk out your place and purpose. What are you clinging to that's keeping you back from living out your possibilities? When I was a teenager, I sent my first short story to a well-known teen magazine. Weeks later, I received a letter explaining they couldn't consider my short story without a release from my parents because I was underage. But I never sent the release, because all I saw was the fact that they couldn't consider my short story. And what I deemed my first rejection haunts me to this day. There are moments in the middle of writing that I wonder if the words are even worth the effort. Will the next person that receives my words not consider them either? If you hold on to what happened in the past, then it will hold you back from taking your next step. Point four is to recognize God at work. You're designed to join God in what He is doing. See, God crafted this world, and you, unique in it, to be a part of His purpose and His plan. You have to find your way to practice seeing Him at work, because if when you see God at work, it is His personal invitation to you to join Him and to join Him in all that He's doing. I was once involved in a small group that invested the first few minutes of every gathering sharing prayer requests. Well, this one particular morning, someone had gifted me some money. It was above and beyond what we needed for an event we were hosting. And they said, just keep the rest to bless others. That was what they told me to do. So during the prayer request, one of the mothers explained that they were just a little bit short of their electric bill. They were just as short as I had been blessed earlier. That's the exact amount. The exact amount. So I immediately recognized it as a God at work moment, and I wrote out a check immediately. The more you practice looking for God at work, the more you're going to recognize your own God at work moments, and that's when you jump in, because point five is that you're called to join. When you have an encounter with God, when you see Him at work, or when you experience a revelation moment, then that is your invitation to join God in His work. God doesn't reveal things just for the fun of it. Not that I don't think God has a sense of humor, or I don't think God has fun. I think God laughs. I know he laughs at me. I know he enjoys the journey because he calls us to enjoy the journey. But there is a reason behind the things that he reveals to us. We may not always understand the full picture, but there is always a reason. I believe in the power of words. I know that the words that we use have power in our lives. And there are times when I would be teaching things to my sons because I wanted them to be armed, but I didn't want them to know the reason behind the teaching because I didn't want to put those words on them. I didn't want the words to become the focus. For example, the first time we went for a hike, I started then teaching my sons the importance of having 3 points of contact when climbing. Even a small hill or obstacle, you need 3 points of contact. I taught them how it helps with balance and it offers the foundation for climbing more. What I didn't say to them was that without 3 points of contact, it becomes much easier and much more likely that you're going to fall. I didn't want them to focus on the ability, the fear of falling. I wanted them to stay focused on the ability to climb. God will reveal to us pretty much in that same way. He's going to reveal to us the possibilities. He shows us what we need in order to be positioned to join him, because the whole reason behind the creation was for us to be in relationship with God. And that means joining him in what he's doing. You are called to go and do and be. And your heart seed is your unique map for your steps. The more you invest in learning your uniquenesses and seeing how they work, the bolder you're going to be in pursuing the course that is outlined by that map. Each map will be unique because each person is unique and each journey is unique. You have to learn your map. Know the compass of you. Know your seat. Know your holdouts. See God at work and remember that it is a call to join. The elements of you weave together to craft a unique and specifically designed mosaic. Each little bit you learn and each little bit that you choose to step out, that's going to lead you a little bit closer to living your full design. You have the choice, you have the ability, and you have the uniquenesses necessary to be all that you're designed to be. If, and only if, you make the choice to walk it out. You can't walk it out if you are weighed down by what lies behind you. You need to make the choice to learn from the past, but to let it go so that it can't hold you back any longer from your possibilities. So today's challenge is about recognizing what is holding you back and finding your way to let it go. 1, define what has stopped you. 2, determine why it has stopped you. 3, find a way to choose to do a little bit more to go around. When you define what is holding you back and when you determine a way to go on, then you break through the limits those things were dictating for your life. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope, where we are moving a little bit closer to living out our place and purpose. I look forward to hearing about your journey. So join me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group, or you can watch, listen, and engage over at growinghoperadio.com. Remember, we are so much stronger when we're together, so let's get connected. Let's get positioned together to live out our big dream goals. You can be all that you were designed to be when you take your steps one little bit at a time. I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that are shattering the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.